Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Just being alive, just the fact that we are alive means that we are in relationship. We are in relationship with everything and everyone around us. So one might ask, what's the nature of this relationship? For most people, it is a relationship based on the perceptions created by our thinking mind. This is the mind that focuses on differentiation and the analysis and comparison of this differentiation, or data, as it is sometimes known. It's the mind that labels and discriminates one thing from another. There's this and there's that. There's big and small, there's me, and there's you, and so on. And this way of relating, this way of being in relationship, is so commonsensical that most people never even question it. In the end, because of this dualistic relationship that the thinking mind conceives, most of us feel separate from, as opposed to connected to, the world around us. Now, these are not new words, but I think it's important to keep repeating this. Zen offers the possibility of a different kind of relationship. Through the practice of Zazen, we can learn to still the discriminating mind, which creates this sense of separation. And when the mind is still, we are offered the possibility of discovering a new way to be in relationship with both the world and each other. This is the realization that all of the differentiated expressions of the universe are fundamentally one and not really separate as we have believed. Now, the experience of this, the realization of this, does not obliterate differentiation. Rather, it offers a deeper and more mature experience of it. That the world, the universe, is both diverse and one at the very same time. This realization, which at first blush seems highly illogical, is what we have named awakening or enlightenment. Accidentally came across this description of the experience of this by Ken Wilber. Looking deep within the mind, in the very most interior part of the self, when the mind becomes very, very, very quiet, and one listens very carefully, in that infinite silence, the soul begins to whisper its feather-soft voice and takes one far beyond what the mind could ever imagine, beyond anything rationality could possibly tolerate, beyond anything that logic could endure. And this is what's expressed when we chant the Heart Sutra. O Shariputra, form is no other than emptiness. Emptiness is no other than form. Later in the sutra, it says, with no hindrance in the mind, with no hindrance, therefore no fear, beyond deluded thoughts lies nirvana, lies enlightenment. We directly experience that these two worlds, the world of differentiation and the world of oneness, are not in opposition to each other. They both exist simultaneously. Now, that's a huge leap in the way we experience reality. The words sound simple, but the experience of it is a huge leap when we realize that things which appear separate are actually one. And if you remember, I've used this example any number of times, Bernie Glassman refers us to our own body. And if you were to lie down on the floor and just bring your attention to your feet and notice Each foot has 5 toes, 10 toes altogether. Each foot has an arch. Each foot has a heel. Connected to the foot is an ankle. Each ankle has a bone called an ankle bone. And then there's a calf and a knee and a thigh. And you could probably spend hours observing, the more specific we got, our body. It's composed of a myriad of different things, and each one of those things has a name. Eyes, nose, ears, hair, fingers, navel, on and on and on. Yet at the very same time, just depending upon our slant, it's one body. It's differentiated and one thing at the same time. So the Heart Sutra and Bernie's analogy are two examples of how our relationship changes. What also happens is that as we realize this underlying connectedness, we realize this one body, our heart opens and we begin to fall in love with life. And the natural expression of this connection, which is based on love, is compassion. And compassion can be expressed in many ways. Simply by rubbing our knee when we hurt it. Or feeding someone who is hungry. Or listening, just sitting and listening to someone who has suffered a loss. Signing a petition demanding political action on global warming. And on and on and on. Those are expressions of love. Those are expressions of connection. And we call that expression compassion. This is the power of Zazen, which can lead us to this kind of realization. Now, the cultivating of this realization can have a very powerful impact on human relationships as well. On the macro level, you could ask the question, what would happen if world leaders cultivated practices for themselves that help replace living in the world from a perspective of separation with a practice that led to the experience of underlying connection? Imagine negotiating our differences from the two different perspectives. So too, we can do this in our own personal relationships. For example, if we have a disagreement with our partner, or our boss, or our child, we can take up that disagreement from a place of connection, and in so doing, be more likely to create a satisfactory resolution than if we try to do it while feeling disconnected from each other. And one of the most powerful disconnectors, of course, is anger. So this slight shift in relationship has the potential to save marriages, jobs, the environment, and maybe even the world. Thank you.